Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting warplanes belonging to Russia and the Syrian government have conducted a massive air raid on targets in rebel-held areas of Aleppo. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports dozens of airstrikes at eastern Aleppo, and even though the airstrikes ended, skirmishes are still taking place around the northern and southern edges of the city. Fresh round of bombing came just before today's meeting between U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. It will be the first meeting between the two since Washington and Moscow cut off diplomatic talks over Syria earlier this month. A spokesman for the U.S.-led foreign military coalition in Afghanistan says it's worried about the number of casualties Afghan security forces have suffered in recent battles with the Taliban. More than 100 personnel of the Afghan National Defense and Security Force have died within the past 2 weeks while defending the southern city of Yashgar-Gah, and dozens more have been wounded. Taliban continues to stage repeated attacks on the capital of Helmand province, where the Afghan government is in full control of only 2 of 14 districts. 3 people have been arrested in the U.S. state of Kansas for allegedly planning an attack on a mosque and a housing complex. Reports said the suspects are members of a right-wing militia. If the 3 defendants are convicted, they face a maximum sentence of life in prison. The attack is believed to have targeted a Somali immigrant community. The area of Kansas has a meatpacking plant, lots of immigrant population employed there. This is VOA News. Thailand is shrouded in mourning, with the population wearing black out of respect for their beloved king, Bhumibol Adulyadet, who passed away at the age of 88. Death of the king, who reigned for 70 years, is causing some concern in the kingdom, as well as abroad, as Thailand faces an uncertain future. VOA senior diplomatic correspondent Steve Herman has our report.
It should have come as no shock. The monarch had been in poor health for years, and it was assumed that Thailand, under military rule since a coup 2.5 years ago, would race to name Crown Prince Vajiralongkorn as the next king. But that did not happen when the junta's hand-picked National Assembly hastily convened. Prime Minister Prayut Chan-o-cha, who as army chief seized government power in the 2014 coup, says the heir apparent is not ready.
He asked for a delay in proclaiming him king and for it to be postponed to an appropriate time so he can mourn his father with the rest of the nation.
Steve Herman, VOA News, at Wat Thai, Silver Spring, Maryland.
In U.S. politics, 2 more women have alleged that Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump made unwanted sexual advances toward them. Trump denied all the allegations. It happened at a campaign rally in Greensboro, North Carolina.
They make up lies. They have people come around, Donald Trump did this or that. I never saw these people before. I don't know who they are. And then you watch these phony networks and dishonest networks who are 100%. Let me tell you something about Hillary Clinton. She's got nothing going. The only thing she's got going is the media. She's got nothing going.
Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton had no campaign rallies planned for Friday, but President Obama campaigned on her behalf at a rally in Cleveland, Ohio.
And it shouldn't be a complicated choice, because it's a choice between somebody who is as qualified as anybody who has ever run for this office and somebody who has proven himself unfit to lead or represent this country that we love.
One aggregate of voter polls indicate that Clinton leads Trump by 6 points nationally, with the election less than a month away. The Obama administration has announced the easing of restrictions on Cuba in an attempt to create more economic opportunities between the two countries. President Obama said some real differences on democracy and human rights still exist between the two countries, but the best way to address the differences is through engagement. Changes will take effect on October the 17th. Get more news at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.